FM 90.3 WJTL, Chris McClarney. Speak to the Mountains. Jordan Smith celebrating a birthday today. We celebrated with All Is Well, a beautiful Christmas tune. Good morning. It's 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Believe it or not, we're into November. We're talking about Christmas already, which means the clocks are falling back this weekend for daylight saving time. That happens Saturday night. You gain an hour.
Our very special guest today, Lee DeRemer, is here. He's with Life Cycles. He and his wife, Marcy, are the directors. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Annie.
Great to have you here. Mm-hmm.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I'd love to say good morning to Marcy. Anybody involved with Life Cycles knows that she's the one that makes it run.
Good morning, Marcy. And tell us about Life Cycles for those who don't know.
Oh, thanks. It's great to share the story. After 7 years, we still have the same mission. Mission of Life Cycles is to build young men and women of character in a Christ-centered bicycle touring adventure experience. And what that means is we bring teenage boys and girls together with bicycles and Jesus. And we want to make sure that they hear about Jesus every time we're together from the springtime through the fall. We try to wrap them up with encouragement and hope. And our key verse is Jeremiah 29:11, familiar to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and give you hope, plans to give you, well, I really stumbled all over that.
You're doing fine. It's early.
Yeah.
Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plan to give you hope and a future. And the teens really need to hear that.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yes. And I feel like you guys have been so busy this year with so many trips. Tell us about that.
We have. In the spring, we felt led to lay out a very aggressive schedule. We've shared that with a lot of people and asked for prayer, and God has held us together. In addition to working our weekday rides from April to Labor Day, really, when the sun set too early for us to keep going with our evening rides. We had our Saturday rides all over the county and some other counties nearby, and then our Summer Challenge rides and a Trans Am ride with a trip for 8 teens and 3 leaders all the way across the country.
Incredible.
So at one point this summer, we had 3 week-long Summer Challenge rides going at almost the same time, and the trip across the country finishing up in August, and maybe we'll share another detail on that later.
How many cyclists do you have throughout the year?
Thank you. God has really brought people to this program with 105 active teen cyclists right now, 85 boys and 20 girls in 4 teams in Landisville, Marietta, New Holland, and Lititz, and 70 volunteer leaders who believe in them enough to come and spend time being together.
That's very cool. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
We'd love that at www.lifecyclesteam.org.
And we'll talk more with Lee coming up in just a bit. More music around the corner, and intern Abby is here. She'll have the weather for you. Mm-hmm. She has a bit of a glow about her as well, so stick around.
With SRN.